Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page. We're joined now by Central College softball coach George Weyers as the Dutch embark on the beginning of the 2025 season this weekend. In fact, as this interview airs on Thursday, the Dutch play tomorrow already. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. As always, super excited about another season of Central College softball. Coming off of a super regional appearance from a year ago, what are your expectations and how have things been going as you start building towards 2025?
Well, the second part of the question first, it's been really good. I mean, you can see from the fall to the off season and whatever 5 weeks we've had, mostly indoors, but we've been outside a couple times. The individual accountability to getting better, you know, which is where it all starts. You know, we talk team a lot, but it really is no such thing as a team. It's individual players that collectively eventually make a team, good or bad. And so we're excited about the progress we've seen. And then we have these high expectations, and can we live up to them or not? You know, we never know until we start the actual playing of the games. But, you know, our players now, we're in that cycle again, as we've talked about a lot, you and I, where, you know, the COVID stuff, and now we're back where we expect to be. You know, every year we have an expectation of making the postseason. We know it's not easy. But our players can now address it more with new players, transfers, freshmen, have a better idea of what it's all about. And, you know, hopefully we can make another run.
This game still starts in the circle. You bring back the reigning American Rivers Conference Pitcher of the Year in Emma Beck as a junior. You know, she's continues to improve from one year to the next. I know talking off there, you're really excited about what she brings. But tell our listeners, what kind of limit is there? What kind of ceiling is there on what Emma Beck can do for this team?
Well, the ceiling is off the charts. And I think maybe the most encouraging thing is, and I say this, and we'll talk about who we play this weekend, you know, it's said with an asterisk because we're playing some pretty good teams right out of the chute, but I think the floor is higher now. I think she's really committed to. She worked really hard to get in better shape. She, as far as her endurance, she understands. I think she saw what Linfield did, and that pitcher basically pitched the entire. And she said, "Why can't I do that?" And you know, can she? Can she? We'll find out. But we definitely need to get more innings from her. And that's been one of the goals in the offseason. We've all of our pitchers, we've done a lot more live, which I think is beneficial for not only them, but also our hitters. So they've, you know, we have four of them, and they've seen a lot of live hitting, and our pitchers have faced a lot of hitters. So, and she's committed. You know, again, what that means at the beginning, I don't know. But I think by the time we get to postseason, if she stays healthy, we're going to see another step. And even if we don't, it's pretty good. And I think another step just takes her, obviously, to another level.
And then offensively, you've got, you know, Haley Bach, a second-team All-American as a second baseman, is back for her senior year. I know big things are expected out of her. We look at, like, a Hannah Higgins, Riley Duncan, Mariah Parton, Emma Lennox, others. You know, you have, despite losing so many players last year, you have so many veterans back in key positions this year. What are you expecting out of that group, you know, that I kind of lumped together there?
Well, we're kind of a unique team where when you look at what we lost, you think completely rebuild, right? Mm-hmm. But when you look at what we got back, you think kind of reload. So it's somewhere in between those, you know, because we need, you know, in Bach's case, she, when she did the interview, she would admit that her best season was probably her sophomore year. So she's second team All-American, so that wasn't even my best year, which tells you something about the process of voting All-American. But, you know, if we get another improvement from her, you know, Riley Duncan, phenomenal behind the plate, but she would be the first to say, you know, she needs to hit like she did against the Linfield kid when she got the gate base hit all the time. And she's really worked hard with Coach O'Brien trying to, you know, get her front foot down and basically just becoming a better hitter, you know, which is weird to say when she hits so well at Twin Cedars. And then we need a backup with Emma Lennox. You know, she is probably knows she's not the starter, but we need her to play like she's a starter because I think we went too much with Duncan, and we're going to try to give her, you know, rest behind the plate. You know, she would still DP. And Higgins has been all over the place, and now we have her locked in at third. And again, I don't know what it's going to turn out to be, but on paper and what we've seen with our live eyes, she's a player and she's a competitor. Mariah's been under the weather. You know, we're hoping she gets healthy enough to be able to do some things this weekend. But, you know, when you look at taking the next step, we need Mariah. We need Emma Lennox. We need Riley Duncan. Emma Jensen, you know, coming back now from the knee. We need them to step up just a half a notch offensively. You know, we don't need them to go from a 7 to a 9. We need them to go from a 7 to a 7.5. And if that happens, I think we're going to be able to continue what we did last year from an offensive standpoint from 1 to 9.
A few more minutes with George Ware as head coach of the Central College softball team. Don't need to go through the rest of the roster, but who are one or two newcomers that fans aren't familiar with yet that they will be very familiar with by the end of the year?
Probably three. I mean, Larissa Miller, obviously. And, you know, I'm thinking myself as, and she's a good player. You know, she comes in from Indian Hills, played at Ankeny. But I'm thinking when I'm back in the dorm and she says, oh my God, I'm replacing Carson Fisk defensively. And then, oh my God, I'm replacing Emma Johnson at the two spots. So we've tried to get her to say, you don't have to be Carson. You don't have to be, I mean, she's not right now. You know, you just have to be a solid player. I think she's very capable of doing that. Addie Starr, I'm not going to say a pleasant surprise, but I think she's probably, from what we saw in the fall to now, advanced a little bit quicker than what we thought. And she's going to be in the lineup. She swings the bat really well. And then Jaden Hoosman has been another one. I'm not sure if it's a surprise, but I'll say it is a pleasant surprise of what she's done in the circle. You know, I think somebody that's going to give us some innings and hopefully also contribute at the plate.
All right, and it's a unique, I guess, maybe different start to the season this year in terms of some just strong competition, but kind of locally going down to St. Louis this weekend. Again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday action, six games right out of the blocks. Tell our fans what's in store.
Well, you know, we were saying off the air, we've had some tough openers, but when you look at Calvin, 20th in the country, WashU, first team out, but should be ranked. Both were in the regionals last year. Both return almost everybody. And obviously we're ranked. So it's probably as difficult of first four games as we've had, even when we went to the leadoff, because sometimes you get one team in there that you say, okay, this is the one out of the four we can beat. And it's going to be really tough, you know. And we told our players, you know, we're going to play, we could play really, really well and go 0-4. We could play really well and go 4-0. Most likely it's going to be somewhere in between those two. But, you know, we're going to know a lot more about our team when Friday and Saturday, and then we'll get to Sunday. But we'll know a lot more Friday and Saturday about our team. And WashU's already played for, just destroyed Co. I'm hoping that Co's down a little bit and they're trying to, you know, find themselves. And then they beat St. Kate's twice. So, yeah, it's quite a challenge. But, I always appreciate the fact that we start with some teams that are going to push us early. So you know right away, okay, here are some things we have to work on prior to going to Kentucky.
All right, Coach, thanks for a little sneak peek of the Central College softball season. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you down in St. Louis.
All right, thanks a lot, Trevor.
That's George Ware, head coach of the Dutch. I'm Trevor Castle for today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.